VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Well, you got inventory stored in the garage, in the guest room, in the dining room, and it's creeping into the living room. It may be time to move your business out of your home. Here now with her plan for how to do it is Miriam Otto. She's known on eBay as Designer Shirts and More, and she's the author of the eBay Life blog. Miriam.
Hi, Miriam. How's it going? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. You changed your user ID.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a couple of them, so that's what I'm giving out today. Yeah.
Well, you're a busy woman. What's the first thing you need to know to decide whether or not it's time to expand your business beyond your home?
Well, I would say you need to know your numbers. You're always talking about knowing your numbers. I think too many people don't even know if they're making a profit. So you need to make sure that you're making enough money so that it makes sense to move the business out of your home, because, I mean, you have to find a warehouse. In a lot of areas, it's really expensive. In our area, it's not really too expensive, but you also have to buy liability insurance and everything else. So you need to make sure that you're keeping track. I use the Easy Options Tracker spreadsheet.
You know, there's something else, too, I think. Would you agree, Miriam, that, and Lee, if your business has now grown to the point where you have to move into another location like a warehouse, that it's time to upgrade from being a sole proprietor to being some better business structure?
It's possible. It's actually been recommended to me that I don't do that, so I'm actually still sole proprietor. But I would talk to your tax person and see what they think.
Yeah, it's good advice.
Mm-hmm. And also, I was also going to say, for us, it did make sense because we were actually running our business out of the house we used to live in, and the mortgage is pretty high. So for us, this is actually going to save about $1,000 a month. It's going to cost us total only $750 for this warehouse that we got. Plus, we're able to now sell larger items, such as one of those mobility scooters that we recently bought. And they're going to allow us to do warehouse sales here and there. So that'll be great. We can get rid of old inventory or even buy things that we don't want to put on eBay and sell them.
Oh, well, that makes this a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So the first step toward making the big move must be find out after you do your numbers. Okay, after you know your numbers. Everything's creeping into every room. You need to find out prices of warehouse space in your area. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a warehouse. There are some of those executive, they call them executive suites that are available, and they're all different sizes.
It's amazing what's out there now. Yeah, you could just get something smaller if you wanted, to just have get your house back or whatever. I also wanted to say that maybe you just need to get rid of the junk. You know, maybe you have all this stuff that's not listed and you don't even know it and it's sitting in rooms and, or maybe you need to focus on higher profit items and you don't need to move into a warehouse. These are all considerations,
Yeah, it makes sense.
Think about.
Mm-hmm. When should you actually make the move and how do you plan for it?
Well, I would, what's really important is to make sure that your inventory is organized. You can't just say, oh, well, I know shirts are in that bucket somewhere over there. we have everything in numbered boxes.
Yeah.
And then we also have, for our jackets and those kind of things, we have racks that we hang everything on. Rack 1, 2, 3, 4. Because let me tell you, if you get it over to the warehouse, it's going to be a nightmare if you don't have your inventory organized.
That makes sense.
So how did it happen in your situation?
You mean how did we?
Did you first get rid of stuff and then said, "Well, that's it. It's still creeping."
Well, like I said, in our situation was a little strange because we've been running it out of house we used to live in, so it's pretty much a no-brainer. It's really expensive, but also, yes, we decided we wanted to expand the business, and we decided that we wanted to, we didn't want to have the business in the house. I wanted a no eBay zone, so. For us, it was kind of a no-brainer.
A no eBay zone.
So you were using a whole extra house for your eBay business. Is that what you're telling us?
Yes, that's what happened. And so I don't know if we exactly followed the plan that I'm outlining here, but for us at this point in our lives, this made sense. So, yeah, you just need to decide if it will work for you
or not. So you're going to rent the house out or sell it?
Yes, we're renting it, actually.
Okay.
We're going to rent it out.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Oh, that's too funny.
That is
their
funny,
eBay
yeah.
business has its own house.
Right.
And its own
this
zip
is the house
code.
That eBay
everything.
Lives
well, see,
in.
What happened right. was, at the time, well, this is what happened with us. I had the choice of either, at the time, we were still living at the other house, I was going to rent a warehouse for $900 a month, but then a foreclosure came up where the payment was $900 a month. So for us, it made sense just to move into the foreclosure, fix it up, and run the business out of the house. But then eventually, now we're like, wait a second. I found a cool warehouse for $650. I already have a no eBay zone, so this is going to work for us.
Hmm.
Did you understand that?
I did understand it. I think everyone has their own particular
situation.
And, of course, just moving is not always the right thing. You have to. Doesn't the location have to kind of fit what you're doing?
It definitely has to fit, and that's my next tip. My next tip is, if you are going to find a warehouse, be patient. We waited quite a long time. We looked at a lot of different places. I kept thinking, you know, this place isn't perfect, and this place is too expensive. And eventually, we worked with a realtor, and this great warehouse came up. It has a couple of bathrooms. And a lady used to run an international bookselling business that was online out of the warehouse, so it has air-conditioned offices, which is highly unusual.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just perfect. It also has a view, and you don't want to choose a place that you're not going to want to go to, where you're going to dread going to work. You know, you don't want that. So
right,
be patient.
You could save a little money with a lower rent kind of place in a lower rent district, but you don't want to be afraid to drive there.
Exactly. I mean, there were some places that were really cheap, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to be here at night.
That's not good.
No, that's
so,
not.
Be patient.
So what do you think about these little industrial parks? The little industrial parks, have you ever thought of somebody maybe doing a business out of one of those?
Sure, you can do that. I've seen people, you know, it all depends on, you know, how expensive things are where you live, I think. I mean, if, you know, like I said, around here, very reasonable. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do you have a bonus tip for us, Miriam?
Yes. The bonus tip is don't wait too long to decide what to do with your business. Either you're going to clean up the house, focus on higher profit items, and get rid of the junk, or you need to move. Because we kind of waited a little too long, and, you know, when you don't have a place to eat, you can't find the bathroom, it's probably time to move or clean.
Probably.
Yeah, I'd say.
I'm not kidding. You don't want to make yourself sick because, you know, it can make, it's not a good thing when you're surrounded by junk, I don't think.
Miriam, how long have you been selling on eBay?
We've been selling for 10 years. 10 years.
10 years,
and
wow.
Do you remember the first thing you sold? Half the people I ask don't have to.
Actually, I do. The first thing I sold that I actually made a profit on was a pair of Birkenstocks, and they were used, and I thought to myself, people actually buy used comfort shoes because, you know, they kind of mold your feet.
Right.
And, I made like, I don't know, it was $35 on those, and I thought, aha.
Aha.
So,
So, Miriam, were you working full-time at that time or not?
When I first started selling on eBay, it was actually the summer. I was actually working as a teacher full time, but I had the whole summer off, and that's where I, you know, was kind of bored, and I thought, I think I'm going to try selling on this eBay thing. And so, you know, I threw a couple things on there and lost money. I thought, how in the heck do you make money? And, you know, I think I started listening to eBay radio. I don't remember how I found out about you guys, but definitely listening to eBay radio helped.
You know.
Oh, I love that.
We have served a purpose.
Do you know we served another purpose, too, because the book kiosk, Debbie, you know, just wrote in the chat board. As Griff and Lee were saying goodbye to me on my call a few minutes ago, I sold a $129 set of books.
Yay!
Cha-ching!
That's great news.
So this is good.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys another thing, is that if you're really organized and you create a moving plan, you wrap the shelves, like we wrapped all the racks in plastic and all this stuff, and we started the move on Friday, we ordered the U-Haul on Saturday, and by Sunday we were completely moved, and guess what? We never shut down the store. So the more organized you are,
fantastic.
I couldn't believe it. I thought, you know, this is a month where we'll lose $1,000 or whatever. Nope. We sold $1,700 between Friday and Sunday.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, yeah. We're speaking with Mary Amato. She's known on eBay's designer shirts and more and other things as well. She has more than one eBay name. She's also the author of the eBay Life blog, which you may have heard about. Miriam, are you telling us that you had everything so together in the first place that you just had to move it to the other place, or did you?
I can believe it. We're not the most organized people in the world, but yes.
That's pretty
what
amazing.
Happened is
Griff,
like
she
it.
Should get the Purple Heart.
I think
well,
so.
You know, like at warehouses where they have that plastic wrap?
Yes.
We just wrapped all of our racks in plastic, so all the shoes stayed on the racks. The racks were moved. The racks are kind of, you know, they're all numbered, the boxes, and that was that.
Yeah.
So you just took the plastic wrap off, and there everything was.
Yep. I couldn't believe it. It wasn't as difficult. I mean, I really waited years to do this, and I thought, oh, no, how is this going to work?
Did you have help?
Fine.
Did you have help?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you definitely need to make sure. Yeah, the people that work for us actually helped us. So.
That's incredible.
And the people that work for you, what do they do normally on a day-to-day basis?
Normally, they take things home and list the items and bring the items back.
Oh, interesting way to handle that.
It's always a pleasure. The ebaylife.com blog, check it out. And designer shirts and more is her user ID. This segment was sponsored by 6-Bit Software. Up next, keeping business all in the family. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
Attention online sellers. Legislators have immense power to affect your bottom line. eBayMainStreet.com is your hub for eBay's fight against unfair and burdensome internet sales taxes, as well as the push for favorable international shipping policies and more. Sign up today for important alerts at eBayMainStreet.com/join. You could be selected to meet with influential legislators to explain how their decisions could impact your business. That's eBayMainStreet.com/join.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
A Thanksgiving factoid.
More than 40 million green bean casseroles are served on Thanksgiving Day. 20% of cranberries are eaten on that day as well. 50% of Americans put the stuffing inside the turkey, and 91% of us eat turkey on Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving.